This is the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, the podcast for small law firms who want to create a thriving legal practice. Each week, we'll uncover the ways that you can improve your referrals, your marketing, and your business operations, helping you to generate more revenue and elevating your life and your law practice. In each episode, we'll tap into some of the closest guarded secrets from industry titans, thought leaders, and legal specialists. We're glad that you've tuned in. And once again, it's time to help you become an ultimate attorney. Hey everyone, Dre Redfern here.
And Alexis Neely.
And welcome to the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, where in this episode, we are going to be talking about time, the time that you're probably leaking, which may be as much as 5 to 10 hours per week, and what you can do to basically better control and manage your time on a weekly basis to buy you back more time.
Yeah, it's really your most valuable asset. And Dre, I have to say that for many lawyers, it could actually be a lot more than this. I know some lawyers who are working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, and at the end of the day, still do not feel as if they're accomplishing their goals. Why does that happen? How could that be happening? And is that happening to you in your own life right now? And you're wondering, where is all the time going? So what I want to do today is, first of all, let you in on a place that you can look in your own psyche. Actually, this is like a ninja move that is going to allow you to see why you might be losing so much time. And then I'd also love to give a strategy that I have used personally that has allowed me to reclaim my time in such a way that I'm able to create 2 podcasts, I'm able to run 2 companies, raise 2 teenagers, and be involved in a lot of other community projects. And every day, every single day, when I go to sleep at night, I know that I have used my time in the highest and best, most leveraged ways possible to reach my personal goals. And Dre, I imagine that you have systems that allow you to do the same, because you also accomplish quite a lot in the very same 24/7 that we all have.
Yeah. And I think that if you don't have systems, if you're not actually tracking this on a daily or weekly basis, then, you know, that's certainly a place to start. I want to hear what you have to say on this, Allie.
I
100% agree. And the only reason I can be a part of multiple companies and do podcasts and write content and do all of these fun things that I enjoy and still maintain a profitable business is because I religiously track every single day what I accomplish, what I do, from my health, from my sleep, to the actual tasks and projects that I get done on a daily basis. But we can talk more about that in a second. I want to hear about how you recommend that they really protect and manage their time.
Yeah. Well, you know, it does start with exactly what you're saying about tracking your time. In fact, I do a 4-day challenge in one of my companies called Eyes Wide Open. And Eyes Wide Open is specifically about living your life and income, building your life and income awake, aware, and on your terms. And so we do this 4-day challenge. And the very first day of the 4-day challenge is about tracking your time. It's about tracking your time. If you want to check out that 4-day challenge, by the way, and get an awareness about how you're using your time, energy, attention, and money, you can go on Facebook and ask to join the Eyes Wide Open tribe. This is not just for lawyers. It's for all sorts of great people who want to build their lives and incomes awake, aware, and on their terms. And that's where we do that 4-day challenge. We do have a private Facebook group for lawyers only as well, but we have not run the challenge in there yet. So one of the things that is often getting in people's way, in your way, and it might be getting in your way, is that you might be making decisions right now about how you're using your time from a place of unseen fears. And I want to surface this for you today so that you can start to see it, because I think it's one of the biggest sabotagers of us having lives and businesses, lives and law practices that we really want. Everybody has fear. Fear is a normal part of our, you know, evolutionary biology. Back in the day, back in the day, that fear was, you know, fight or flight right? We all can know what that feels like in our system when that fear either makes us fight or run. Why did that develop? Well, we were getting chased by saber-toothed tigers. So, you know, or other predators that were preying on us. Now today, we don't have saber-toothed tigers that are chasing us, and yet we still have this built-in mechanism in our systems that is wired for survival. We are wired for survival. The problem is that our systems, our lizard brain that has us react, fight or flight in whenever we are in fear, has not evolved along with us. And so even though we do not have, you know, predators in that same context chasing us anymore, our systems are trained to focus on survival. And the truth of the matter is that survival is no longer needed. It's not going to get us to where we want to go. Survival has you working 60 to 80 hours a week and still not feeling as if you're doing enough. Survival has you hoarding your resources, not investing in your law practice and creating what you actually want because you're in this survival mode. So what we need to do is begin to notice when our systems, when we are unconsciously making our choices about how we use our time, how we use our energy and attention, how we use our money. I call these our team resources, by the way. We have to start to notice when we're using these so valuable resources that we have in service to a survival mentality that is no longer necessary. Because you, as an ultimate attorney, want to do more than just survive. It's no longer necessary. What do you want instead? You want to thrive. Well, what does thriving look like for you? I can pretty much guarantee it does not look like you working 60 to 80 hours a week, never feeling as if you're doing a great job for your clients, you know, going to sleep at night wondering if you're even on the right path, waking up in the middle of the night in a panic. This is not thriving. These are survival type behaviors, constant anxiety. Maybe you don't even know that you have constant anxiety because it's the water you've been swimming in for so long. When you master this and start to be able to see the ways that fear disguises itself in your reality and takes over your time, energy, and attention, you can start to change it. And the reason that I use my calendar for everything, and it's for me, it's not just time tracking, Dre, it's time blocking. So if something is not on my calendar, it doesn't happen. Period. I have every minute of every day pretty much blocked out from starting about 9 a.m. until pretty much I go to sleep at night. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm doing something all of those minutes. Sometimes I have time blocked in to do nothing. I actually need to do that. I actually need to block time in to do nothing because if I don't, what will happen is my survival mechanisms will take over. And from the place of those survival mechanisms, my lizard brain will have me focused on things that are things that I can easily control, but are not actually moving my dreams and visions forward. With many of you, as you know, lawyers that maybe are just starting out in private practice for yourself, one way I'll give you an example of how we see this is you are spending an inordinate amount of time focused, for example, on your business cards and your logos. I see this in the Facebook groups that I'm in all the time. You're starting your law practice, and instead of focusing on going out and getting clients and doing things that might be scary, like speaking to the public or networking or learning how to talk about your services in a new way, you're focused on your business card and your logo. Why would you do that? Well, that's something that you can control. That's something that's
exactly
easy.
Exactly. You know, it's funny you say that. I call that productivity masking, where it basically, you know, makes you seem productive and sort of masks the productivity. When yes. In reality, a lot of it is just, you know, actively finding things to fill the void so you don't have to do the hard things that you often are required to do when it comes to growing your business.
Yes. So that you don't have to face the fear of something else. This actually came up for me recently. I'm relaunching one of my brands, the Size Wide Open brand that I mentioned. And one of the things that we're doing over there is creating, I'm working with a company that wants me to put out a bunch of memes. You know, memes are like the, you know, things you post on Instagram or Facebook that have, you know, these statements or quotes on them. And they'd made me these memes, and the memes were really bad. They were really, really, and I was spending hours reviewing these memes, and I was so frustrated. I could feel my tension rising. And all of a sudden, I took a step back and I said, what is going on here? Why am I doing this? Do these memes even matter? Like, should we even be putting out memes, or am I just following what this company said that I should do so that they feel as if they're producing something for me? But meanwhile, it's taking a huge amount of my time. What is it that I'm actually avoiding that would be far more valuable use of my time? And I communicated with the company and I said, we're not going to do these memes. Sorry, they're just taking way too much of my time. There's, you know, you can do an infinite number of things from a, you know, a marketing and branding perspective. This is not a good use of my time. It's creating a huge amount of frustration for me. And the truth is that I think probably I'm just avoiding that I need to get my podcast interviews done. And every time I do a podcast interview for my other podcast, I'm nervous. My fear comes up. I get scared. And so in some ways, it's easier for me to spend these hours editing these memes than it is to actually get on the phone and or get on the Zoom link and do an interview with somebody, because I get scared. I get scared when I do that. So instead, I'm going to turn and face that fear. I'm going to go back to my marketing company and say, I'm not doing these memes. This is not a good use of my time, energy, and attention. And instead, I'm going to turn and face the thing I'm most afraid of, which is actually doing these interviews for my podcast.
And how did that go?
Well, it's going great. We haven't launched the podcast yet, but it will be coming out hopefully in just a little while. And the interviews are fantastic, even though I'm scared every time I do them, because I'm getting on, you know, and I'm interviewing people I really respect in the world. And I'm asking them hard questions about how they make decisions around the use of their own time, energy, attention, and money. How are they making their choices? The show is called The Whole Truth Show, The Whole Truth About Love and Money. And so it's going great. I'm making the interviews. I'm building up the content library for the podcast so that we can get it launched. I'm really excited about it. I've turned this fear into exhilaration. In fact, I'm reading this book right now with Bob Bergeron. It's called Chasing Excellence. Fantastic book. He's the coach for the fittest man and woman on earth, the champions of the CrossFit Games. And in it, he's, you know, talking about, or maybe this one came from The Big Leap with Gay Hendricks. I read a lot. Either way, one of them was talking about, you know, fear and exhilaration are just opposite ends of the same coin. They're opposite sides of the same coin. Fear is when we hold our breath. We get that. That's the feeling of fear. Exhilaration is when we exhale. Take a deep breath in and then exhale, and you can turn that fear into exhilaration. So I'm in the exhilarating part of creating this new content and not getting stuck behind my computer and trying to edit memes that are not working for me.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it's going to be a great use of your time at all.
No, and so I want you to look at that in your own law practice, and it does start with tracking your time. I think, you know, as I was saying about this challenge, the very first thing that we have folks do is track their time by the minute. For 24 hours, it's even better if you can do 36 hours. It's really easy to do in Google Calendar. You open up a new Google Calendar, you create a new template Google Calendar called Time Tracking Calendar, and then literally in 15-minute increments, just like you would track your time for your law firm or your law practice, if you are tracking time still, you will write down exactly what you did. And I do mean write down exactly what you did in detail for that 15-minute block, but not just for your working hours. For every 15 minutes of that day or 3 days that you're going to track from the minute you wake up until the minute you go to sleep. And if you do that, you're going to be able to come into a level of awareness around how you're using your time that helps you to see Where is your time being productive towards the goals that you have for your life and law practice? And where are you wasting time because there's something about the way you deal with your fear, whether it's procrastination or hiding or controlling, you know, focusing on things that you can control that are easy to deal with, that is causing you to use your time in non-effective ways? And then you can make this wholesale shift and instead start to consciously and intentionally use your time with a time blocking strategy, a time blocking strategy that will allow you to block your time every single day. I think, in fact, we already talked about this time blocking strategy in one of our prior episodes, which you can find on iTunes or on your favorite listener. Let's see which episode that was, Dre, because I think it was all about your calendar. And we shared about the time blocking strategy there and a resource that you can access that I created that teaches you time blocking. So if you go back to, which one was that? Which episode? I'm going to pull it up right here. All About Your Calendar, episode 4. So if you have not yet listened to episode 4, All About Your Calendar, once you've tracked your time for 24 to 36 hours, see, or even 72 hours to see where it's really going, and you're ready to take control of it with a time blocking strategy that will give you back the time that you're losing right now, go listen to episode 4, All About Your Calendar.
I love it. You know, Allie, one of the things that I do on top of what you just said, which is, you know, I do the same thing. You know, we've changed things in the last few months where, you know, I need to have that creative time to actually yes. write and create and do these things.
Yeah.
And that's Mondays and Fridays now. I no longer take calls on Mondays and Fridays just to be able to facilitate that time, you know, to allow that to happen. The other thing that we do is basically, you know, like you said, blocking off every single hour of the day or a variety of, you know, critical projects, meetings, whatever it may be. And then only taking, you know, certain calls at certain times of the day, like we mentioned in the calendar call. However, one of the things we've also been doing for the last few months, and my wife and I, is basically tracking all of the facets of our day-to-day life. For example, like what time we get up, what our sleep quality was, because we both have Apple Watches, we measure our sleep quality. Whether or not we meditated that day, whether we had our vitamins or green drinks or, you know, body weight and all of these sorts of things that sort of hold, you know, hold us accountable. Those are just some of the odds and ends health things. But when it comes to actually time, one of the things we actually track in our actual daily tracker is whether we protected our time or not that day. And the simple yes or no toggle is a little app we use on our iPhone. That simple yes or no toggle, at the end of the day, whether we have to be, you know, admit to ourselves whether we protected it or not, really makes you question, you know, each day, did you live each day to the best and most efficiently? You know, were you the best version of yourself? And just a simple yes or no toggle is that additional sort of credibility that has helped us a lot of really protecting our time and really optimizing each day to the fullest. So something else for the listeners to possibly consider.
Absolutely. Yeah. The more awareness that you can have, the better it is. The more awareness you can have, the better it is. And that's where it starts. It starts with you really tracking, really looking at what is true, getting into honesty with yourself about what is true so that you can implement a strategy to take back that time. And, you know, one of the things that really helps me to stay on track is to have clarity about exactly where I'm going. When I know where I'm going, then I can look at my calendar to see, have I blocked the time on my calendar to actually move me towards the goals that I want to get to? And if you've got a practice model where you know, for example, our part-time law baller model, in our part-time law baller model, you're seeing 12 to 15 new clients a month. Those clients pay you between $3,000 to $5,000 each. So let's say at the low end, you know, you're bringing in $50,000 a month. At the high end, maybe you're bringing in $80,000 a month, and you're doing that on a part-time basis. How in the world could you do that? How could that even be a reality? Well, if you use your calendar wisely, It's actually easy. It's as simple as if you know that you know how to engage clients, for example, which is a critical part of you not wasting time, is you knowing that every person that you sit down with, for the most part, 90% you sit down with, many of our lawyers, 100%, is going to hire you because of the systems that you've got in place so that they're educated before they come in. They're, you know, they've been pre-screened and qualified. They come in, they're going to hire you. When that is the case, you can literally block out 4 prospective client appointments a week on your calendar. That's it. So let's say you've got those 2-hour blocks for 4 appointments with new potential clients, prospective clients each week. You know that that's going to result in that 16 blocks of time on a monthly basis. You know that that's going to result in 12 to 15 new clients. You know that that's going to result in 12 to 15 new clients. So now, where do you get to focus your energy and attention? On getting those blocks filled. And what happens if you focus all your energy and attention on getting those blocks filled? That's what's going to happen. You're going to get those blocks filled. Whether you're doing it through networking, or in most of our lawyers' cases, they're doing it through just 2 presentations every 6 weeks. So imagine that you had so much clarity about where you were going that you could block off your 16 prospective client appointments per month. You could block off your 2 presentations every 6 weeks. You could block off the time that you needed to do the follow-up work on those 16 or, you know, 12 to 15 new clients. In our case, when our lawyers are doing estate planning, they know that they're going to need to block off 15 signings every month. They know that they're going to block off 15 binder deliveries every month. So what if you could have that kind of clarity where your calendar is fully blocked, but you're also then blocking out a full day, like Dre was talking about, to work on your business, right? For many of our lawyers, Mondays are the days they don't see clients, they don't take calls, they're focused on their financials, working on their business. Many of our lawyers just completely take Fridays off. So you can have your calendar blocked to support the life and law practice that you want when you have that clarity of knowing exactly what it is, exactly how many clients and at what average fee you need to get there, and then you backtrack to block your calendar. Then when you get scared, then when you have that fight or flight response come up, it won't overtake you. You could just look back at your calendar. Oh, wait, where should I be focusing? Okay, no, I'm not going to go on Facebook right now, right? Because that's another way, right? I procrastinate instead of facing what I need to be doing. I'm actually going to get my weekly email newsletter out. Or, no, I'm not going to, you know, distract myself with focusing on something that's not going to move the ball forward. I'm actually going to prepare for my next presentation. And you've got that time blocked out on your calendar to consciously take over that lizard part of your brain that wants to distract you from creating the life and law practice of your dreams.
So many good nuggets. And I think, you know, even though we covered a portion of this, you know, back when we were talking about the calendar, I think that this is such a good, number one, like refresher/reminder,
yeah.
But also a very different spin at it, because while we talked about managing your calendar, we didn't talk as much about like the specific ways and actually setting up to, you know, have more of that creativity and really mm-hmm. allow yourself more of that time. And it's so, so important because, yeah. you know, we've talked about some of the statistics before of, you know, the amount of attorneys who suffer from anxiety, who are depressed, or mm-hmm. who we don't want any of our listeners to be that. And I think that a lot of that can initially stem from the feeling of overwhelm of having, you know, not enough hours in the day and not really managing your business effectively or efficiently. And a lot of that can stem back to the time and your calendar. So, so, so important.
Yeah.
And it's such a yeah. great way to, you know, to help tee off this year as we, you know, progress through January and, you know, continue on to have an amazing year as an ultimate attorney.
Yeah. And you're making me realize that I might not have given out the full training on exactly how I do this time blocking with the video that shows you how to do it. So if you want the full training, I just went over it really quickly, like how you might block your calendar to create that life and law practice you want, depending on the practice model that's right for you, whether it's work from home pro, You're not seeing, you know, 12 to 15 clients a month. You're seeing like 4 to 6 clients a month, or seven-figure empire builder where you're seeing 20 to 25 new clients a month. It's each of those has a different model. Each of those, you're going to be blocking your time in a different way. So if you want to see that in detail, I recommend that you come over to my Facebook group that is specifically for lawyers. I shared the one that's not specifically for lawyers earlier. It's called Clients, Cash Flow, and a Law Practice You Love for Awesome Lawyers Only. That's Clients, Cash Flow. Oh, and a Life You Love for Awesome Lawyers Only. And I'm going to go ahead and give you that training in that Facebook group as my gift to you. So when you get there, if you can't find it, ask us for it. Introduce yourself. We really want to get to know you. Clients, Cash Flow, and a Life You Love for Awesome Lawyers Only. And Dre, thank you so much for sharing how you handle your time, because I know that you are doing so much. You've, as you said, multiple businesses, a family yourself. And can you share again the time, like the tracking app you and your wife are using to know if you're on track, if you're not on track? What is that resource?
Yeah, it's called Daily Tracker, D-A-I-L-Y Tracker. And then it's made by a company called Lumen Trails. And I think it's like 10 bucks a year. Yeah. The reason we like it is because it's easy. You can customize it. You can set it up. You can change, you know, as many things as you want, add as many fields as you want. It really gives you a lot of flexibility, whereas some of the other ones are a little bit more rigid. Mm-hmm. You know, to each their own. We just like that because, you know, I like to track a variety of things depending on the quarter and the month and all of these things, and that gives us the flexibility. So definitely worth checking that one out. We could probably link to that in the show notes as well.
Great. Well, thank you all so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you again in the next edition of the Ultimate Attorney Podcast.
Hey there, Dre Redford here, and I have one last thing for you. If you haven't already done so, please go to ultimateattorneypodcast.com to access all of the resources and free downloads that we've discussed in this episode and all of the other amazing episodes on the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. While you're there, be sure to look on the right-hand side of the page to enroll to receive some of our free premium content simply by entering your name and email address. Now, when you do that, you'll be the first to know when we release a new episode. You'll get all sorts of expanded resources and additional content that is only available exclusively to the listeners of the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. And while you're at it, as we said earlier, please be sure to share this episode with your friends, your family, and other attorneys who may benefit from this episode. Because whoever shares these episodes and the Ultimate Attorney Podcast the most this month will win a product from either Ali or myself that's valued between $1,000 and $3,000. So what are you waiting for? Go share the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, and we look forward to seeing you in the next episode.